we've come to the last of our seven I am sayings in John's Gospel that we've been looking at. Who can remember them? Can anyone remember them? That's the truth and the life. I'm the way, the truth and the life. Yeah, the gate. Bread, the shepherd. Remember any others? Resurrection. Yeah, the true vine. That's what we're looking at today. Cheat. All right. Each of these sayings, the I am sayings, put Jesus right at the centre. We're invited to see Jesus as the bread of life, the light of the world, the gate, the good shepherd, the resurrection and the life, the way, the truth and the life, and today is the true vine. And these incredible sayings call on each one of us to make a personal and individual response to what Jesus says. And only in the case of the shepherd and the vine does the corporate dimension in the Christian life come into focus. Now, Jesus is the shepherd of the flock. He is the life-giving vine to the branches. It's often been suggested that Jesus' use of the flock and vine imagery parallels Paul's imagery of the church as the body of Christ, a body that has many members, each with something to contribute. In the case of the vine imagery, the communal dimension is confirmed by reference to the Old Testament. And in Old Testament Israel, the people of God are often likened to a vine. Isaiah says in chapter 5, verse 7, "The vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are the vines he delighted in." And similarly, Jeremiah has God saying to the Jews in chapter 2, verse 21, "I had planted you like a choice vine of sound and reliable stock. How then did you turn against me into a corrupt, wild vine?" So when Jesus is saying, "I am the vine, the true vine," he's saying, "I am true Israel. And at this point of time, I represent God to the world. And from here on, those who follow me will represent God to the world as a new people of God, the church." So let's talk about the vine. Jesus makes it quite clear that he is the vine itself, the vine stem from which the branches come from. Now, has anyone noticed the tree outside that Kev pruned the other week? Heavily pruned, that's one way to put it. I'm going to say I was a bit shocked when I saw it, and I thought, oh, that's never going to grow back. But Friday afternoon, as I was driving out, I saw the new vine or new stems coming out and the leaves, and it was like, oh, that fits in with what I'm talking about today. Okay. Yeah. Just sit there and be quiet. No. So if you've ever had a vine pruned or you've had to prune a vine, you know what Jesus meant. The vine is the stem that comes out from the earth, and it's usually bark and sort of a darker colour. And when all the fruit has been picked and the leaves have fallen, as summer ends, you cut away the branches really heavily, almost right back to the stock or the vine. And this ensures a vital and prolific branch growth and fruit in the spring, which is what's happening with our tree outside. You know, the life of the vine is not the branches, in the branches, but in the stem, the vine stem, the vine itself. And the branches are dependent on the vine stock. They cannot grow or thrive without the vine itself. But the vine can exist without the branches, as it does through winter or after a hard pruning. Now, Jesus is the source of life and nourishment for the vine branches. Sorry, for the vine, and the branches are you and me. So let's note the following about the branches. The branches are to abide in the vine stem. Now, Jesus likens his disciples to the branches. They are dependent on him for life and growth. Seven times in the passage we read earlier, Jesus speaks of his disciples abiding in him. He usually speaks of this abiding as a fact, a reality. In verses 2 and 5, he talks about living branches abide within in the vine. It cannot be otherwise. You cannot be a Christian unless you abide in Christ. And then at other times, he exhorts the disciples to abide in him, in verses 4 and 10. So this means abiding in Christ is both a gift and something to be pursued. We are branches, but we need to make sure we seek the nourishment that the vine offers. Now, there's an old evangelical commentator called J.C. Ryle, and he said that to abide in me, as abide in Christ, means to cling to me, to stick fast to me, to live your life close to me, to get nearer and nearer to me, to roll every burden onto me, and cast your whole weight on me. Never let go of your hold of me for a moment. I thought that was a beautiful verse of what we're to do to abide in Christ. The next thing we need to do is that all the branches need to be pruned. Now, dead branches get cut away, but good branches get cut back. Dead branches, of course, are, of course, people in the church who do not have the life the vine provides. They do not grow. They do not produce leaves or fruit. They are spiritually dead. The good branches are Christians who, along life's journey, might suffer all sorts of pruning. You know, the loss of a job, a sick child, unanswered prayer, a marriage breakdown, children who reject them, sickness, loss of a loved one. You know, these things can make us bitter or better. God allows these things to happen to his disciples, not to crush them, but to help them grow. And healthy branches bear fruit. Jesus says that healthy branches bear much fruit. What this fruit is, he does not go on to say. And I guess for this reason, we should be cautious about defining what it is. Now, some think it's about speaking about evangelism, that spiritually healthy Christians who abide in Christ will be good evangelists, harvesting much fruit. Others suggest that Jesus is talking about the fruits of the Spirit found in Galatians chapter 5, you know, love, joy, peace, patience, etc. Others note that in verse 7, Jesus promises that those who abide in him will have their prayers answered, and so argue that the fruit is prayer. Yet others think this fruit is good done in the name of Christ, you know, like feeding the hungry, standing for justice, giving a drink of water to the thirsty. I suspect, yeah, that it's all of those things and more. Jesus is simply saying, Christians who find their life in the vine act like healthy, vital branches. They are disciples. The vine and the branches are the Christian community. Thinking of ourselves as branches united to Christ reminds us that the Christian life is not a solitary journey. Now, here is a communal imagery. Each of us is a branch, but not a solitary branch trying to exist on its own. We are part of a rich foliage, sustained by Christ and by the branches all around us. As we grow, others grow. And for this reason, we should greatly value our church membership and all the branches that are here that support us. We've talked about that this morning. And we must never expect in the most acute situation and ever think of breaking away and trying to go it alone. You know, we branches need each other. That's all right. We need each other just as much as we need the life-giving stock of the vine, who's Jesus. So I don't know where you're sitting with this today. You know, maybe you're a branch who's trying to abide in the stem and you're struggling with that, trying to abide with Christ and have that relationship. Maybe you're going through a time where God is pruning back your branches and that's difficult. Or maybe you're bearing much fruit for Christ and telling others about him and living the life that he wants you to live. I just really encourage you to always remember to cling to me, to stick fast to me, to live your life close to me, to get nearer and nearer to me. Roll every burden onto me. Cast your whole weight on me. And never let go of your hold of me for a moment. I'm going to ask the band if they'd like to come up. We're going to sing a song that